Roy Eldridge was the greatest jazz trumpeter of the 1930s swing era, fluent, resourceful, and full of high energy. By the end of the 1940s, with swing music out of fashion, Eldridge worried he was out of date. Record and concert producer Norman Granz helped convince Eldridge that wasn't so, documenting the trumpeter in varied settings throughout the 1950s. A new box set of Roy Eldridge's studio recordings for Granz's Verve label has just been released. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says it's a knockout.
That's one Roy Eldridge, the Spitfire who'd careen around curves at 100 miles an hour with enough force to pin you to a wall. But there were other Eldridges too, like the one who'd baby a nice melody, showing off fat and jowly low notes. Roy Eldridge also used mutes on his trumpet to further color its sound. His favorite was the Harmon mute, which Miles Davis favored on intimate ballads. But Eldridge used it to get a pressurized, swaggering sound that's very different. Eldridge tapped more of the trumpet's potential than most horn players hint at. He could make notes pop, ooze, or fly out of the bell, and he used that expressive range to create high drama. Here he is on Duke Ellington's Echoes of Harlem in 1953. Producer Norman Granz recorded many swing-era greats in the post-swing-era 1950s, and he had his pet settings for soloists. In the studio, a Granz client could expect to front the Oscar Peterson Trio, or join mixed bands of swing and bebop partisans, or sail over a violin section. Roy Eldridge did all that and more on his 16 studio dates for Verve, now collected in a 7-CD box from the web and mail-order reissue champs Mosaic Records. It's hard to think of anyone except Ella Fitzgerald who was better served by Granz's favorite tacks, which also included friendly encounters with compatible players, like Roy's admirer Dizzy Gillespie and saxophonist Benny Carter, whose fluent virtuosity had inspired Eldridge early on. In the 50s, Roy Eldridge sounded eternally modern, without changing his established style and all but ignoring new developments. His internal momentum is so strong, he pulls even Fleet rhythm sections along in his wake. You can really hear that on a 1960 Postscript with a sleek quartet. Other finds in the Roy Eldridge box, including a growling one-man band number, a modernized Dixieland date, and some hip trumpet and drums improvisations with Alvin Stoller. Eldridge isn't the only good soloist, but he dominates most every session, and he's so versatile and assured, he never wears out the welcome. This is the sound of an artist who got his confidence back.
Kevin Whitehead writes for the Chicago Sun-Times, Absolute Sound, and Downbeat. He reviewed a new box set of trumpeter Roy Eldridge's Verve sessions from the web and mail-order company Mosaic Records. Coming up, book critic Maureen Corrigan reviews the new novel, The Birth of Venus. This is Fresh Air.